Last couple short question. Dennis, yes, first name is Dennis. D-E-N-I-S-S-E. First name is Dennis. D-E-N-I-S-S-E. D-E-N-I-S-S-E. Dennis. Last name is Diaz. Thanks for help, Doc.
Thank you, yeah, that was a challenge, but thank you. You were on top of everything. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Davey, I don't know if you've ever been to
Davey,
Miami.
No, I haven't.
Is that
the name
Rodeo?
Yeah. Rodeo. I've seen it in the movies, yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah.
That was like riding a bull. Well, thank you. Yes,
absolutely. First name is Dennis, D-E-N-I-S-S-E. Dennis, last name is Diaz, D-I-A-Z. Dennis Diaz, date of birth, June 25, 1979. Date of birth, June 19, 2023. Series number one, colonoscopy with me. Procedure number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsy. Referring physician, Dr. Harry Gordon, H-A-R-R-Y, Harry. Last name is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Indication, screening for colon cancer. Presence of polyps, come of polyp surveillance. Dysphagia/odynophagia, period epigastric pain, period right upper quadrant pain, chronic heartburn, period anemia, period. Discuss very quick video, the contents of palpation, patient or patient, paraga. Finding that upper endoscopy, the glossary, ashing about the result of a catch of a short direct of the spirit of us and no endoscopy, and a body under check fit, and a third question, rudum sex, filial disease, and a person print from. Okay.
Chart and photocopy, gave the patient's wife the photocopy so she could go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And present to the mental acute emergency admission.
Sure.
Of the Dr. Phillips, so he could take care of him over there.
Perfect.
He needs to be admitted to a program for a week or two, I think.
Yeah.
And detoxified and dealt with.
Yeah. You think there was substance abuse?
Yes.
There was, you think? What do you think?
Methamphetamine, cocaine, maybe, I don't think so.
Did he admit to that?
He agreed to methamphetamine, yeah. He agreed to Xanax. He used to take cocaine, but his wife said that he hasn't taken it for a long time. But he has overdosed before. Last year, he had the same episode where he overdosed on Xanax, methamphetamine and cocaine about a year ago in Dothan, Alabama. And
he didn't tell us any of this.
He was in a hospital. He didn't tell anybody. He was in a hospital for something, for the overdose. He was taken to the hospital because he overdosed.
So his wife was not surprised this happened?
Not at all.
Oh.
They know that he has a problem and his kid also. Kind of PTSD and he's on drugs trying to deal with it.
Yeah, I feel bad for him in a way, but this was... He should have told us, his wife should have told us that this is what happened last year. So guys, be careful. I mean, that was the basic thing, right? You're subjecting your husband and everybody here to that risk of...
That's the problem. Wife, they're facilitators. They're afraid. They're scared to death. They're too scared.
Saying anything, yeah. So that guy can... Yeah.
He's afraid that he would kill her.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they don't talk.
It's a shame, but tragic.
Very tragic.
Yeah.
But thank God.
Yeah.
We have a couple of injuries. A couple of our nurses got injured. I hope that
was not something.
She had a little shortness of breath, and she may have a little needle.
Hopefully.
Cross our fingers.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Could have been a lot worse.
If the guy got hold of a pole, the IV pole, sharp ends, and starts slashing about.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because the rails tore up, and I thought that may be a hindrance, and at the same time help out. But, those are metal objects.
Yeah.
And they can hurt people.
Yeah.
Imagine, so many things could have happened. One of these women could have hit her head on the floor and died.
Yeah. You could have slammed her head against him. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I knew that he was swinging, and I knew he was hitting people.
Yeah.
All I could think of was just hold his. When he was in the bed, at least I had a hold of his chin. And,
yeah.
With my forearm, I could restrain his neck. If you can restrain somebody like this guy that got killed in the subway in New York.
Yeah.
The person that is being accused of murder.
That's what he's trying to do.
That is exactly what he was trying to do. that's what I tried to do, try to help people around so nobody would get hurt.
Yeah.
But the man that died is, homeless, on drugs, people who are in really bad condition, both mentally, physically, they have a bunch of medical problems, comorbidities. You know, how could the legal system in this country take a person like that that has just saved lives?
Feel better.
You too, you too. Hey kid, take some Xanax when you go home.
I think I might actually need some today. Feel better. Mm-hmm.
Random bias is obtained from proximal medical officer. So, Lord is not because of the cause of patient displeasure. Next paragraph. At colonoscopy, 10 millimeters, slight erythematical polyp moved to the coronary technique at 20 centimeters from the anal watch, appeared small non-mental amount, spread other than more colonoscopy period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. New paragraph. Impression number 1, polyp moved at 20 centimeters from the anal watch, appeared small non-mental amount, spread other than more colonoscopy. Next number, irregular three dash and a comma, other than more colonoscopy. Next paragraph. Time to be pathology, experiment, report. Next number, hyperbolic flabbergasm. Next number, surveillance colonoscopy after 3 years. Next number, follow-up office with 2 weeks and obligation.